Greetings, friends. Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 47 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. As we celebrate our 71st church anniversary, we are bringing you some classic sermons from Dr. Williams dating back to the late 80s and early 90s. So kick back, relax, and enjoy a powerful word from the Lord.
Ah! I woke up one morning, just about the break of day. Jesus, he touched me, and he washed my sins away. I started running, shouting. There was no room for doubting, and I found nothing. Yeah, Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. I woke up one morning, just about the break of day. Jesus, he touched my soul, and he washed my sins away. I started running, shouting. There was no room for doubting, and I found nothing. Oh, Lord, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, save me. Holy Ghost, set me free. Holy Ghost, change my life. Holy Ghost, brought me out. I found nothing. Lord, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. I woke up one morning, just about the break of day. Mary, baby, he touched my soul, and he washed my sins away. I started running, shouting. There was no room for doubting, and I found nothing. Oh, Lord, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost. Yeah, Holy Ghost, see me. Holy Ghost, set me free. Holy Ghost, change my life. Holy Ghost, brought me out. I found nothing. Oh, Lord, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost, save me. Holy Ghost, set me free. Holy Ghost, change my life. Holy Ghost, brought me out. I found nothing. Yeah, Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
keeps on moving, the Holy Ghost, God's precious Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, keeps on moving, keeps on moving, keeps on. The Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost,
moving out in my soul.
The Holy Ghost,
the Holy Ghost,
keeps on moving,
moving out in my soul.
I went to the valley,
the Holy Ghost,
didn't go to stay,
moving out in my
soul. So gotta happen, yeah, stayed all day.
My
head got stuck, got some power. I wouldn't take nothing for my journey right now. One of these old
mountains,
it won't be long. You're gonna look for me down here, and I'm going on home. I'm going on to heaven. I'm gonna sing and shout. There won't be nobody there. No, no, that's gonna turn me out. I'm gonna sit right now by my Lord. I'm gonna tell him about this well. Tell him about this well I came from.
Hey,
the Holy Ghost. It just keeps on moving.
Holy Ghost.
Keep on moving.
Yeah,
keep on moving. Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost.
my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shatters all my fears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold.
You're the center of my joy. All that's good and great. Jesus. Each and every day, it's wonderful to talk to Jesus.
God is wonderful. 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 Let us read together. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart.
As for me, my feet are almost gone. My steps held well nigh
mind as you just finished reading, if you want to put something there and go back and forth. Let's read this entire psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song.
It is praise to the congregation of saints.
That is a rejoicing hymn made.
Let the children of Zion
be joyful as their king.
Let them praise his name in advance. Let them sing praises unto him with the tremble of our heart. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud.
Let's keep
vengeance upon the heathen and not sit upon
these verses comes our subject, worship and praise. Worship and praise. A few weeks ago, we had much noise made on our television and a grand portion of celebration. Some of you are here this morning in your living room, in your cars, bedroom, or wherever are you, even at work, when you heard about the completion of the World Series, you start shouting. If it were not your team, your heart start pounding. But in spite of all of that, there was a great celebration. They poured champagne in order to wet the hair of the players. Those who were in charge observed in Los Angeles were dancing on the streets. Because who won? We know you're a fan of the who? Dancing. It is strange that we pretend to worship. And many instances never get around to doing it. Everything on earth worships something. If it's not God, it is something else. Now, in your petition, waiting on the Lord, prayer, petition, intercession, and there are many passages of Scripture relates to praise and worship. But waiting on God is not worship. There are people that I know said, I'm waiting for the Lord to tell me what he wants me to do. I'm here for something and for some reason. There are many passages of Scripture relates to praise and worship. Luke tells of angels praising God. Wise men worshiping. Shepherds returning and glorifying and praising God. The gospel and Acts tells of the blind and lepers and others healed who worship and praised God. In my prayer some years ago, they had the doctors in one of our hospitals here had said that this particular man, I told you this story before, had gone on. And we went in with the family, and the doctor pulled a sheet over his head, and that normally means he's dead. The family was disturbed, and so I said to the wife, why don't we let everybody go out and you stay in for a while? And we kept praying for her and thanking the Lord for what this man had been to his family. And in the midst of that episode, about 20 minutes, the sheep moved. And his wife said that means it's the last portion of his breath. And I didn't respond to her because it did not move from his stomach. It moved from his hand and arm. It moved again. His wife said, I said, let me go and get the nurse. They called a doctor, and they called another doctor, and they called another doctor, and they called another one, and finally they had about seven doctors there. And the man pulled a sheet off of his face. Looked around and said, where am I? His wife bagged back. Just like some of you would have done. And she grabbed my hand. She said, Reverend, you think he's all right? And I said, he's fine.
sat on the side of this thing, bed that said he was dead and was just sweating.
Yes, sir.
When he got through, he said to the doctor, I want to go home. I'm fine. Nothing hurts me. And the doctor said, you can't go home now. We have to examine you. And even in looking at a man alive, what they really want to say is he really living? And some of the younger doctors was just looking and said, you did say he was dead. Yes, we have pronounced him. Then they said, well, what did we thought he was? The only reason I told you that story again is to say that in the midst of it, I went outside and brought the family back in. And it was almost like we had lost our minds. Not to us, but to those who was in charge. Everybody was jumping up and praising God that he was dead, but here he is now, alive. Now, a lot of people in church have not been pronounced dead, but they are in the dead avenue. God has given you an automobile to drive, and he has given you money to put gas in it. And we don't take time to say, Lord, thank you for driving your car. The clothes you wear this morning came from the strength that God allowed you to make money and buy them. The house you live in is not on your foundation. It is on what God has done for you. And so the believer in Jesus Christ must teach himself how to worship God. You do not come here on Sunday morning for the only purpose all the week. I have to go now today so I can worship. You worship every day. The Almighty God. And the reason we worship, so we can understand where we are and who we are. Every day you come in the presence of the Almighty God for the sole purpose of worshiping him. Cleansing ourselves from ourselves. This study does not attempt to cover all the Old or New Testament instructions or exhortations or statement regarding this glorious subject of worship and pray. Now, I've learned the last 15 years, I've learned to be grateful with some things I thought were just normal or just part of our culture. Because living in this Western society, if you're not off of care, you can think, my friend, that blessing, you can think good health, you can think invention, just automatically is a part of us. But some things come about because of Jesus Christ. Many of you are disturbed. You sit on the edge of your seat in your mind, worrying about Dukakis and Bush. I have some serious concern about Bush. He said that we're no different in this country. We all one thing. Who could tell a lie like that? He never lived no place but where there was a circle around him. My friends, but our greatest concern ought not to be Bush and Dukakis. But where do I stand with my master? For when Tuesday night at midnight, when the bell is tolled, who is marching to the White House? I doubt seriously we'll receive an invitation. But you see, the God I know answers. Every morning he says to me, good morning. For he is the master of our lives. When you discover who really owns you, who really guides you, then you don't mind worshiping this king. My friend, if you really want to understand what life is all about, we should focus our attention on the song and the words of Christ in John chapter 4. Yes, David knew the value of knowing God.
Yes.
Even when he messed up, he said, if I could just make it back to the temple.
Yes.
He realized it's all right to worship in his home. It's all right to worship in his palace, and it's all right to worship with those around him, but somewhere in the house, what has been dedicated to God, it means that there is a surroundings of the power of God. And David said, just let me go in to the sanctuary. And when I get in there, I know my master will meet me in the sanctuary. And I hear David say, oh God, when he got there, fell on his knee, Lord, created me a clean heart. Renew back into me the right spirit. And then I'll teach transgressors. I'll praise your name. I'll give you glory. I'll give you adoration. I'll adore you. I'll lift you up because I know what you have done for David. Now, if you young people, you say, but Reverend, I don't want to get myself too tangled up. I don't want to make myself look like old people by giving him praise. Let me tell you something about that. Many of you are old already because you have put yourself in an old person's position. You ought to be able to smile when you sit in front of your television that you didn't work for. You don't want to eat dust off at home. You ought to thank God that your parents have one for you to sit there and look at. You ought to praise God. You don't have to go to the field. Chop cotton and pull coal. You ought to look up and praise God that you can sit in an air-conditioned house, sleep in a king-size bed, sleep on an electric blanket. When it's cold, just push the switch. You don't know what you got to praise God for. Because there was a time when your parents had no heat, had no electric blanket, had no house to live in. They live in the shack, and look what God has done for them. You got something to praise, my God. And then the Bible says, to discover all great Bible truth involves search and also understanding. It is a tragedy when a person been in church for years, and then you ask them, what is it about God that makes you hold on? I don't know. I just know he's God. It's a tragedy when people ask questions. What is it when the storms arise? You still are able to look up and say, praise God. Well, you tell them that Pastor William told me, here's what it is. When the storms of life is shaking your foundation, tell them that I almost fell, but God caught a hold of me, and he instilled in me the power of the Holy Spirit. When I almost dropped, he raised me up and carried me on his own power. Tell them I'm weak, I'm lonely, but the power of God holds me up when I ought to be falling down. And then you ought to tell them that what makes me go when the storms get rough. I have built my hopes on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. Tell them I don't trust this fame and all of this stuff going on, but hardly lean on Jesus' righteousness. You pray with me today. I have a little time. How important is worship to God? Here are two small clues. God described the creation of all the worlds in 31 verses. God described the creation of the place of worship, the tabernacle, in 24 verses. In Exodus 30, 34 through 36, God tells his people how to make incense, which is a symbol of worship. Now, he says, if you make it for yourself, you will die. No one can take from God what he planned for himself. That which is holy will stay from holy. That's why whatever we do, we ought to make sure it's to glorify. It's to adore. Give God adoration because he deserves whatever we can do. Now the Bible says that when Christian worship is dull and joyless, Jesus Christ has been left outside. When people come to church and don't worship, they leave Christ outside, they come inside. Because what worship does, I don't have time to deal with. Worship, my friend, gets to the heart of the believer. See, in my outer appearance, you don't see the real me. But when I worship God, God opens up the real me. See how low down and dirty I really am if it was not for Jesus Christ. And then when I see how bad I am, I could be, then I worship. worship God, he sprinkles the blood of Jesus all in front of what would take me away and cleanse me with his power. Then I come before his presence with thanksgiving, adoration, praise, glory, and honor, because I have been cleansed from the inside. Nobody can see us but a God that knows us. Now the Bible also goes on to tell us that why we worship. For God is the King of all the earth. He sings, he sings praises with understanding. We worship, he makes us understand his ways, his precepts, his understanding. I have a friend who said to me, Reverend, you and nobody else would ever get me to believe a lot of that hogwash. I said, well, let me see. Where are you? I said, you said hogwash, right? Yeah, hogwash. I said, when your baby was almost dead, why didn't you call the hogs? Why did you call me, the preacher, and say, so Reverend, I think we're going to lose our baby. Why you call me if it's hogwash? So somewhere, either you are hogwash or you believe in the hogwash. He didn't call the hogs. He didn't call the doctor. He said, well, we might lose our baby. He called us. Tell the saints, Reverend, to pray for my baby. He don't believe it's hogwash, because he sees what God has done in the midst of his hogwashing. And so you talk about hogwash. Let me give you what makes us hogwash. I don't mind believing this hogwash. I don't mind believing this stuff. I don't mind lining up with that stuff that you really believe. The reason I believe in this stuff, all that was made by him and for him. There's nothing made that was made. The reason I believe in this hogwash, I didn't get up this morning by the grunting of the hog. I got up by the power of the Holy Spirit. The reason I believe in this hogwash, I was lost on my way to hell. Somehow he washed me with his blood and cleansed my soul. The reason I believe in this hogwash, I live in the hog pen. For a number of years, I wallowed in the hog pen. But one day, he said, arise. I got up. Shut off the husk. Came just as I was. He saved my soul and opened up my blind eyes. And I believe if it's hogwash, praise God for it. Oh, I wish I had time to talk some more about this hogwash today. I worship not because I'm told or I should. I worship because he lives. My heart overflows with the good theme, he's alive. My heart leaps for joy to understand not only is he alive, but he's in the saving business. The only way to know God is to make knowledge, my friends, of God the primary pursuit of your life. One writer said that our great need is constantly to revive our concept on who God really is. If we refuse to do that, we might slide on thinking that, well, God is all right. Just do anything you want to do. Right. Say anything you want to do. You know why some people live like pigs? You know why some people live still like pigs? Have their name in the church on the church roll? Right. Because they still have not given up the pig mentality. Yes. They love the wallah. Yes. But, when you worship Christ. Yes. He understands and changes our watering. Yeah. Now ye shall seek me and find me when ye search for me with all of your heart. How many of you are searching for God? How many of you are really pouring out your heart to him? They shall praise the Lord that seek him. The most basic essential in worship, my friend, is the worship and the understanding of God. I will never come to church and go back home like I came here this morning. I would never allow myself to do it. When I come here, I want to know I've been here. Not by what somebody has said, but what I've already fair for my sake. Now sometimes I don't move, I don't get up, but don't let nobody fool me. I feel the fire burning inside of my soul. The reason I feel it, because I have it inside. All I need is just something to kind of turn me on. What is it that moves you? Not what I know, but who lives inside. What is it that makes me say amen when I want to be quiet? What is it that makes me say hallelujah when I don't want to say it? What is it inside of me that makes me say holy, holy? What is it that moves when I don't want to move? I tell you what it is, the Holy Ghost. Every night that he just shakes my soul, makes me whole and moves inside and tells me if you come to Jesus, I satisfy your soul. If you come to Christ, I make you whole. Oh, I tell you this and I'm through. I tell you this and I'm through. Go to church. Sit in the sanctuary. Give in the offering. Sing in the choir. How, my friend? Bow at the altar. Play the piano. Sit in the pulpit. But except you worship God, it is all in vain. Oh, when a man worshipeth the Lord. I tell you, when you worship the Lord, you will never be the same. When I tell you, you will never be the same. Listen, when I want to tell you in my closing, great and glorious things happen during the time of genuine, heartfelt, God-centered worship. When we worship, saints are edified. Lives are changed. Burdens are lifted. Cares are eliminated. Temptations are overcome. When we worship, needs are met. Bodies are healed. Souls are enriched. Nerves are settled. Differences are dissolved. Doubts, my friends, are destroyed. Fears are banished. Hearts are touched. Problems are solved. Blessings are enjoyed. Questions are answered. Ministers are inspired. When we worship the Lord Jesus Christ, demons are overthrown. Frustrations are banished. And my emotions are stirred. Confusion are cleared. Minds are enlightened. Vows are renewed. Sins are confessed. Spirits are renewed. Joys are received. Hopes are restored. And joy in your feet. Whenever you wish it, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I don't care what anybody says. I've got to tell you, I'm not going to give up. I'm praising his name. Oh, I cannot give up. I'm praising his name. He's got to say, Lord, I've got to praise his name. And I've got to look up. Glory to God. Praise his holy name. My soul is gathered. I wish you only knew what he's done for me. You want to get rid of your burden? Start praising. You want to lift out of your sorrow? Start praising. But I wish I could do it, but I'm not ready. Just do it anyway. Praise his name. Lord, thank you. I don't understand the problem, but thank you anyway. I don't know what's going on, but thank you. Oh, I know it's in your hand. Praise your name. Praise him for deliverance. Praise him for power. Praise him for being healed. Praise him for being healed. Praise him for the power. 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 Praise him for your home. Praise him for your children. Praise him for your child. Praise him for the power. He's your God. He's worthy. He's worthy.
Of Jesus.
To be perfect. He's worthy. Just look how he's doing for me. Every time the wind blows, God will say, I'm here. I'm here. I'm here. I told you this morning,
those of you that were here, lady who told me she had the best system in the world of a burglar alarm system, whatever you call it. She says, I got the best because I live by myself. And she went to sleep, turned that system on, went on to sleep, well protected on her system. Woke up, mid-morning, a man standing in the bedroom door. Where was her sister? Except God keep your house. Your watchman watches, but in vain.
Say it again, Pastor.
Best system. I have a system. I don't ever say it's the best. I just have an alarm system. The reason it's not the best man made it. The man made it, there's another man know how to disconnect it. But oh, the system I'm in. No man made my system. And even when I know I'm in danger, God said, angel of all my life. You better get in touch with him. Praise God. Praise God. And Paul, don't let nobody tip you off away from God. I'm telling you, there is
nobody
like Jesus. Or you just a phone away how you're in the life. You better hold on to God's unchanging hand. You better hold on. The enemy want to get you away. Get you wishy-washy. And you don't know what to pray. You got praise in your heart. Power in your mind. Just call it. Walk through the house. Just walk through your house. Wake up at night and turn over. And just turn over. Lord, I know you're here. I'm going back to sleep. In your car, Lord, I'm driving your car. Stay in here with me, guide me. Yes. Do all that whirling.
Yes, he will, sir.
I had some trouble with my car, and the highway patrol asked me, said, what do you want me to do? What can I do for you? Wherever I had to go, he said, well, get in, I'll take you. You put it in the way you want to put it. I don't see how we can throw it harder on folks around. I didn't ask you. God will take care of his own. If you ever get that in your system, you will let nobody throw you off. You've got to believe he'll take care of his own. One way or the other. Now, well, I'm going to say praise him. We're going to say praise him. So he'll know we've done it all. We've preached it, and I will say it. He's worthy. Now, if you are not saved, you're not saved. Somebody get in and say to you, you got plenty of time. You don't know what death is. You want to make a commitment to Christ now while you have an opportunity. It's important for you to know that your sins have been forgiven. Your name is in the Lamb of God. You're on the right track. Whatever comes, you have somebody stand by your side. You want to know he has moved into your body. He lives with you. You want to know that for yourself. You know, floor room, you come. You in the choir service, will you come? You in there. That's where you are. You're not the night of the promise. You say yes.
Praise him. Jesus, my blessed Savior.
Our Father and our God, thank you again today. Thank you for your gracious power, for the moving of the Holy Spirit. You've been so good. Thank you for an opportunity that we have had to worship you today. Oh, Holy Spirit, we welcome you to be in control. We welcome you to fill us. We welcome you to overpower the evil one. Supply their needs. Give them strength, blessing. Then may your presence forever overshadow them. We lift them before thee. In Christ's name we ask it all.
Oh! done so much for me. You set my spirit free. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord.